You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Look, it's a privilege and it's an honor to come and talk to you about the precious things of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Look, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up 24/7, or if you are traveling and you're interested in the message and you can't finish it out, you can pick it up anytime you want. All you have to do is go to WCNO.com. Scroll down the left-hand side, you'll see the word On Demand. Click on that word On Demand, and you'll see Lifeline every Saturday. Every Saturday, just click on it. And 24/7, you can pick up the program. So if you can get anything out of this program that you think will help someone else, pass the word on. Serve the Lord. Do all that you can to get the word of God out, okay? All right. Well, I want to talk to you today about the Comforter. I just want to bring you a word of comfort from the Lord. Just want to tell you how much the Lord loves you and how He desires to comfort you, take care of you, how He really cares about you. You know, John 3:16, everybody knows this verse of Scripture. But just think about what it says. God just so loved the world. That would be you. That's you, my friend. That He gave His precious, only begotten Son. That if you would believe in Him, you would never perish, but have everlasting, eternal life. Well, listen, that everlasting, eternal life can start today. The minute you come into the kingdom of God, or if you're already a child of God, you're in eternal life. You're in everlasting life now. You're walking it out. You're locked in. You're in good shape, okay? I just want you to know how much, listen to this verse of Scripture, how much that it tells you how much you're loved and how much you're valued. It's really all about you. It really is. It's a love that lasts forever. Have you ever had a love that lasts forever? This is a love that lasts forever and a life that lasts forever. I'm talking eternal life forever, being powered by the presence of the living God. I mean, it don't get any better than this. This is what God wants to tell you today. This is His promise to you today. It's really good. It's all about you. He so loved you. When He talks about loving the world, that would be you, my friend. That's you. That's how much you're loved, how much you're valued, how much God cares about you. That makes everything really all about you. Listen, we have to get much better at understanding of the love of God that goes beyond knowledge, more than all other, more than we can ever comprehend or think or even understand. God loves us. We are loved. We have a Father. We have a Heavenly Father. We have a God that cares about us, and God is our Father. And He really does love you. Luke 19:10, Jesus said, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." And that was you. Father sent His Son to seek after you, to save you, to pay a mighty price for you. And that's you, my friend. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's how you're valued. That's how you're loved. That's how God cares about you today. How's your family doing? Are they okay? Are they in the kingdom of God? Hey, they need to be. Make sure you tell them, okay? The Father sent His Son Jesus to look for you, to save you. He really does care about you. No, listen, know anyone that really needs, that you can point in this direction, that really has the need? Look, if you're not very concerned about other people, if you don't know people that you need to tell about Jesus, if you're really not all that concerned, then maybe you're not totally right. Really, I mean that. Maybe you don't know what you have here. Really, if you know that you have eternal life, if you know the Spirit of God's living in you, and you're not concerned about other people, that means you're really missing something here. You don't have it all together yet. I want you to think about that now. If you don't care, then something's missing in your life. But if you care, God cares. If you care about people, and you pray about people, God will draw them. God will bring them into the kingdom. John 16:7-16, Jesus said, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's expedient for you, it's best for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Do you understand this? Let me just take a second just to try to explain it to you a little bit. In John 2:33, here's what it says. When Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, the word says, upon whom you see the Spirit of God, dove, come upon and remain. Remember that word, and remain now. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with power. Well, look, when Jesus received the baptism of the Holy Spirit at the River Jordan, when John baptized him, he received all completely of the Holy Spirit of God. He was the only man on the earth with the Holy Spirit of God in him at that time. John the Baptist taken out. He was taken out. Everybody living was taken out. Jesus, the Holy Spirit remained on Jesus, and Jesus alone. He had the fullness of the Holy Spirit in him. That's why he could do anything and all things. Now, he was in power. He could give you power to go out and do these things. He directed his disciples and empowered them, but they didn't have the remaining Holy Spirit in their lives until after Jesus shed blood. No one did. So he had all the Holy Spirit in him. And he said, I have to go away. If I don't go away, you'll never have what I have. You'll never have what you need to make it in this world. You'll never have the Comforter. You'll never have the Spirit of God. That's very important. He said, I have to go. But if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come into you. So when Jesus was taken up, he sent the Holy Spirit to all of us. What was in him is now in all of us. He had all the Holy Spirit in him. Upon the one you see the Holy Spirit come upon and remain as the baptizer. That's Jesus. Well, now he shared all that with us. So now we can be comforted. We can be cared for. Do you know what he's saying here? I have to go so the Holy Spirit will come to you, my friend. Jesus puts it like this. We can't do without the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit in your life, it's nothing but a struggle. It's nothing but a trial. You're in the world trying to fight it all on your own. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will take care of you. Listen. Question, are you reaping the benefits of the Comforter of the Holy Spirit? Are you? Are you, my friend? Do you understand that the world can't receive the Spirit, but you can. The world doesn't know him, but you do. He's not in the world, but he's in you. Jesus said, the world will see me no more, but you can see him. Do you know him, my friend? You know him by the presence of his Holy Spirit. He says, because I live, you live also, having a new life through him, the Spirit life. Are you really Spirit-born? Are you born again? Do you know the Lord Jesus? Do you have the Spirit living in you? The Holy Spirit can't power the world, but he can power you, my friend, okay? Know the Holy Spirit at all costs. Remember, Jesus said, you know him. Well, do you, my friend? Do you know the Holy Spirit? It's God. He's God. He's God, the Holy Ghost. He's the one here. He's God on the earth. That's what the Holy Spirit is. God now. God now here for you. God on the earth for you. That's who he is. Father God created us. Father God sent his Son to redeem us, to wash us in blood, to cleanse us. Then he sent his Holy Spirit to keep us until he returns for us. It's all about you, my friend. He really cares for you. Listen, if you have a need here today, I don't care what it is, give us a call. We'd be more than glad to pray for you. Our phone number, 221-1100. If you're out of town, 888-221-8990. If you need to know anything, if you're hurting, if you need to know anything at all, maybe you're depressed out there today. Maybe you just really need to be comforted. Maybe we can pray for you. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. He will be more glad to minister to you. So if I can help you anyway, give me a call, okay? If you need healing in your body, give me a call. If you're a Christian, and if you don't know the Lord Jesus, give me a call, okay? Maybe you're at somebody's house today, and they have the radio on, and you're not really born again. You really don't know exactly what I'm talking about. But you're interested, and you want to know. Give me a call. Be more than glad to walk you right into the kingdom of God today, okay? Jesus loves you today, and that's what you really need to know. If you're a Christian and don't know the Holy Spirit, or seek to know this wonderful Comforter, or the one who brings comfort to you, okay? I can write in the sea beside your name real easy. Just that simple. It's just that easy. Look, I'll share with you just a couple of things happening this week. I've got a friend that I know that absolutely has a wonderful walk with the Lord. I know that because I worked with him and his wife about 3 years. I really know their heart. I know where they are. Ministered with them many, 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 many times. I'll just give you his first name. It's Bob. His wife called me this week. They're going through cancer. It's a bad, serious thing, bad thing, fearful thing. But she was all up me. Look, she said, we've talked about it. It's in the hands of the Lord. We're not worried. We're going to walk through it and all this stuff. The next day, I ran into him and we talked a little bit, prayed with him. And as I prayed with him, I know, because I've done this so many times with people, I know when you get a diagnosis like cancer or something serious, the enemy is always there trying to whisper in your ear, trying to bring fear, trying to bring doubt. You know, he's just always there. He's accuser of the brother when he gets a chance. Oh, man, if he wants to remind you of something, I'll remind you, you can be facing death. All that he does, that I've been through it myself. And so I knew that. So when I prayed for him, I kind of told him that. I tell you, he looked at me. He said, Bob, I know this might not be hard to believe, but believe it or not, I've worked all that out. We absolutely have walked it out. You know, we're really no fear whatsoever. We have peace. We have rest. We have the comforter. We're locked in here, and we're going to walk through this, say however the outcome is. We're in the hands of the Lord. Believe it or not, we're not worried. We have rest. We have peace. I thought, boy, I already had my message put together. I thought, wow, that's exactly what I'm trying to say here. That's what I'm trying to tell you today. I met a man yesterday that's walking where I'm trying to get you to walk. I did. I talked to a man and a woman this week that is absolutely walking where I'm trying to get you. Now, look, the man's facing cancer, okay? And but he's built himself up. He's built himself up in the Word. They have. He spent time in the Word. He spends time in prayer. They know the Lord. Like I said, I've worked with them. I know where they're coming from. And they're walking in this thing. I'm trying to tell you, they're walking in perfect peace. They're walking in perfect rest. They're walking in victory at all times. Isn't it a wonderful thing? It's a wonderful thing. Really, I'm thinking, man, this man's preaching my message here. It was just wonderful. Just wonderful seeing my message. Well, I'm talking about work. They're doing what I'm trying to tell you you need to do. What I'm trying to help you with, they have. All right. I have a friend today that's preaching the funeral of another man. I'm not going to use his name. I might use his first name, Mike. But he's been in the church for a long time. These men were actually in the same church together at one time. For a long, long time, this man committed suicide. Now, I didn't know this man like I did the first guy. No question about that. I don't know. He's being buried today, killed himself. But I do know this about him. He wanted to be a good man because I knew this from other people. He always helped people with money. Evidently, he had money and he was always willing to help. He gave many, many people money. I know that. I know he helped. I know people he helped. So he's always doing that, okay? So that tells me he's probably a good man, needed help somehow. He's missed it and the church missed him. There's no doubt. There's no question. I'm going to tell you why. We have too many problems. But the devil comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. He did not have what the first man had. The peace, the rest, all these things. There is no way. See, I've been through this before with a lot of people. When the devil talks you into killing yourself, yeah, that's the enemy's work. I mean, it really, really is. Because God ministered to me in promises. He really did. He really did. Same church. Same church now. Same family. He missed the church, and the church missed him. You need the power of the Holy Spirit. You need the comfort that comes from the Word of God. Here's a promise that he missed, the second man. John 14:27. Now, this is a promise from the Master. The first man has the promise. The second man missed the promise. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. I saw this played out this week in this first man. It's as if he'd written it himself. This peace does not come from the world, but from the comfort. Second man somehow missed this. Somehow, some way. This is a great promise from the Master. Peace, what a needed gift in a troubled world. Really, I really mean that today. You might be out there today. I know what the world's like out there today. I'm living in it like everybody else. Kids throwing out on drugs. Kids in jail. It's really troubled time. Finances, my Lord, unless you're born with a silver spoon today, it's a struggle. It's buying groceries, keeping up with things in this world. It's really bad time. It's troubling times, no doubt about it. But you can have peace in the midst of the storm. I'll tell you, you can. Now, if you're really under pressure yourself, and you might have suicide thoughts, Maybe you've thought about these things. You're just getting out of here. Look, you can give me a call. Let me pray for you. God has a plan for your life. If you're out there and you're under great pressure, and maybe suicide has crossed your mind, or maybe not. Maybe you're just really just not walking in the things I'm talking about. Just don't have it all together. Let me pray for you. I'll try to help you any way I can. And, you know, the Lord says, where two or more gathered in my name, I'll be in the midst of you. So we'll have two together. We'll have strength, and we'll have the strength of the Lord with us too, okay? Our phone number, 221-1100. 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. 221-8990. Look, Jesus comes to bring peace. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, just so you know how to make the difference. Make sure, if you're having a suicide thought, make sure you know where they're coming from. I'm telling you today, they're coming from your enemy, the enemy of God, the enemy of man, all right? John 16:13, Jesus said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He'll show you things to come. Isn't that beautiful? The Holy Spirit brings the word, brings the message, brings the desires of Jesus to you. Oh, you need the comfort, because he works for Jesus. And that means he works for you. He'll do it. He brings you comfort. He brings you peace. He brings you rest. He brings you wisdom. He brings you joy. We can't comprehend the value of knowing all the truth that the Spirit of truth speaks to us. We just can't comprehend. It's so wonderful. It goes beyond understanding. It's just so magnificent. He'll always tell you what Jesus is saying. He'll even show you what is coming down the road. John 14, let's look at this again, 25 through 27. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the one who comforts you is the Spirit of God, whom the Father will send in my name, he'll teach you all things. He'll bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said to you. Well, look. Have you submitted to the class? Have you submitted to the teaching? Have you showed up? Have you opened your Bible? Have you read all the words of Jesus? And have you listened to every word he said? If you've not heard the words of the Master, if you've not heard the words of Jesus, the Holy Spirit cannot bring to your mind what Jesus has said to you. He can't remind you of anything you ever learned. You know that? How's he going to remind you? If you don't take time to get into the Word, see, that's what the people, that's where you have rest and peace, like, Jesus said, my word is spirit, and it is life. Look, it has life in it. It has spirit in it. If you take that word and you put it down deep in your spirit, well, look, every time you face an issue, the Holy Spirit quickens that to you, brings that up, brings it into your remembrance, leads you and guides you with it. But if you don't know the word, you're out in left field. You know that? You can't remind you of something you haven't learned, or haven't taken in, or haven't studied, or haven't read. Look, the Spirit, the Word is Spirit, the Word is life, and that's what the Comforter does. That's why a man can walk in peace, that's why he can walk in rest. And why? He knows what Jesus said. He knows what Jesus promised. He don't only know what Jesus, he not only knows where he is today, and he knows his future tomorrow. Really, he knows Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's locked in. I'm telling you, I'm there. I'm living in peace. I'm living in rest. I'm living in a troubled world that's going in circles around me all the time. I'm walking in perfect peace because of Jesus. I know the future. I know his word, and I believe him. I'm locked in. And you can do the same. I met a man this week was walking there, and a woman. Amazing. But you can do it. And I meet many all the time that are absolutely a wreck because they don't have the peace. It's an investment. You've got to take the time to get into the Word of God and listen and read it over until you believe it, until you learn to trust the Lord. And, you know, it proves out. In other words, you read the Word of God, you walk through life, it works out for you. So you learn to trust. In fact, my friends say, hey, this is not our first rodeo. We've been through different things. I knew exactly what he's talking about. This is not my first rodeo either. I've been through things. But see, we trust the Lord. He proves this stuff to us strong. We walk it out. You can do the same thing. John 16:33, Jesus said, these things I've spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world, you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Green light, right, Connie? This is Bob. Can I help you?
Yes, Bob. I'm calling for prayer.
Okay.
I miss my daughter terribly, and I am a Christian. I'm walking in peace, and the devil's running circles around me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I really could relate to that. I don't know if I should use my my first name or my middle name so to protect the people involved, but I haven't seen my daughter. It'll be 3 years in March. April. And I raised her here in Florida, and it's devastating.
Oh, boy, I bet it is.
So I live with a broken heart every day.
Oh, I bet you do. Let me ask you, is your daughter, where is she? Do you know where she is?
Is this live, sir?
Yeah, it is. I mean, just...
Okay. Well, I call in because I like prayer, and I'd also like to encourage someone that you can still go out there and help other people,
yeah,
even in the midst of your storm.
Okay, well, let me just ask you
this. I do every day. My daughter is in Florida, best I know. I don't really know her address. And I took care of my mother last year in Maine, and then I came back to Florida.
Well, hold on, let me ask you a couple questions. We're holding a little bit of time. Is your daughter starting out on drugs? Is that our issue? Or, I mean, does she have, and why is she not with you? Is it drugs, or do you know what it is?
I don't.
Okay, that's okay.
I do not believe that my daughter is on drugs.
All right, but you want me...
My daughter,
would you want me
from
to
what get, I understand, it's doing very well.
Would you want me to have her name or not? Any
sure.
name. Huh? No?
Catherine.
Okay, listen. Well, let me ask you this. Evidently, you and Catherine have issues or something like that. Or I don't know the problem. I really need to know the problem. But here's the story. You know, God cares.
Yes, really, I can tell you a little bit of my testimony because someone can relate. After I raised my daughter in South Florida, I vacated a home that was allowed to live in and raise my daughter. And then I found myself homeless, and I had to stay in my car for a while, and I have a degree in English. So this can happen to anyone. And one day I ended up on my daughter's doorstep. She was at college in North Florida. And we've already talked about it, and I can't go back there except to say that I'm sorry and I made some mistakes. But I always loved my daughter, and I was always there for my daughter, and it's very painful. It feels like I've been written out of her life, but I know that God is on his throne, and I claim Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible, and I'm waiting on the Lord according to his word. But I do have a lot of pain in my heart.
Well, let me ask you this. Does your daughter have a relationship with the Lord, or do you know?
I took her to church from a little girl, and I believe that my daughter has a relationship with the Lord.
I don't know a lot. Well, let's start right.
Last time I talked to her, she called me. Last year when I was taking care of my mother in Maine before my mother died, and I was asked to leave by family members, and my daughter doesn't know that. But they felt that it was time for my mother to be on her own again after 5 or 6 months. I never shared that with my daughter. But the thing is, she called and said that she was proud of me for taking care of my mother and that she was studying to be a nurse and she was engaged. And we had a very lovely conversation. But since I come back here last June, I haven't seen my daughter. And it's been I've been waiting so patiently. I love her with all my heart. She's the only child that God gave to me as a gift.
All right, well, let's start here. Listen to this. Hold on just a minute. One thing for sure, God loves you. And I can tell you love the Lord and you know the Lord. God loves your daughter. There's no doubt. There's no question about that. And only the enemy is the divider. He comes to kill. He comes to steal. He comes to destroy. So right now, this relationship has kind of been destroyed, okay? Now, no matter what we say in words, don't matter all that much. The bottom line is we need help. We need the Spirit of God. We need the Lord to intervene here. The Lord can touch her heart and turn it toward you. And if you have issues in your life, which I don't want to talk about and I don't need to talk about, if so, the Lord can touch them. But the bottom line is you care about this girl. God cares about this daughter, okay? And there's no question about he can heal a broken heart. So we're going to ask today that the Lord would just absolutely speak to her and create a desire in her for a relationship with her mother. And Also, that all these issues in the past, no matter what they are, because once the Lord Jesus speaks, they're dead, they're gone, they mean nothing. You might have done wrong, it don't mean nothing today. She might have done wrong, that don't mean nothing today. The bottom line is, you love her, she's your precious daughter, she probably loves you. Y'all just need to come together. Only the strength and the power of the living God, the Spirit of God, can do that. So I'm just going to pray for you and pray for this Lord. I want you to begin to absolutely believe and trust more than ever. I'm going to speak a word into the situation, okay?
Amen.
Father, we just come to you now in the precious name of Jesus. I bring this precious lady to you. Don't know her, but I bring her before you, and I bring this precious daughter, Catherine, before you, Father. And you know everything. I'm making a lot of promises here right now, Father. I expect and ask you to carry them out. I'm asking you, my Father God, to move between these two. Bring peace. Only you can bring peace. Bring rest. Only you can bring rest. Forgive all past mistakes. Forgive all, my Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, create a desire in Catherine for her mother and draw her. And just put a desire in her to contact her mother and just begin to mend things up. And whatever issues her mother has, Father God, just override them and bring the two together in love. We just speak peace. We just speak rest. And we ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus now, just to send your angels and begin to work and begin to draw and bring perfect rest and peace between these two. Thank you now, lady. You take care. God bless you. And expect the Lord to move in your life. Thank you now. All right. Thank you.
God bless you, sir.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You do the same. Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let me ask them, have you really read all the Word of God? That's very, very important. And, you know, the Spirit of God is so wonderful. And just like this woman, she'll be blessed, no doubt about it. The Lord can go to work now. If you care, God cares. If you care and trust the Lord, and she cares and trusts the Lord, she wouldn't be listening to this stuff to start with, and she wouldn't call for help. That's a good sign. She cares. And she knows where to get help from the Lord. She just asking someone else to lock arms with her and pray for her. That's how the Lord works. That's how. I guarantee you got to work that out for him. Jesus said, these things I've spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world, you'll have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Rest it here, would you? Get out of the world. So get out of this tribulation situation that you're in and get over into the kingdom. Rest in the Lord. Trust the Lord with all your heart. He really does care about you. I want you to know that today. Well, look, we need help with our program. We are not getting the financial support we need. We're getting practically nothing, to be honest with you. Maybe 10% of what we need. That's big, but that's true. We've been carrying this thing for 3 years on our own. That's not good. We need help. I want you to support the program. If you're getting out of it, you can do it. I want you to do it. It's really simple. Just Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958, Lifeline, Box 1603. Leave her on if you want to. 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. One more time. Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Email us. Maybe I do a lot of good teachings. I have a lot of good teachings I can send you. I don't do a newsletter, just simply teach. I don't ask for money, although I need it. I just send out teachings. Try Lifeline, T-R-Y, one word, trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. That's easy to remember. Give me an email, send me an email. If you don't like me, tell me. If you like the program, tell me. Like to hear from me. trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. Please send your support to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958, Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Look, God bless you. We'll see you again next week. I'll be here, and look forward to talking with you. Look forward to meeting you next week. So be here next week, 8:30. God bless you. Have a great day. Have a great life. The Lord loves you. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. 1-800-458-3358. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.